Feeling the stress consistency brings. It's hard to spread my own wings when I'm aware that they only move with the string. Feeling fulfillment based on my singular sense of value. Products of an equation I'm hoping I could amount to.
He's serious about the things he's saying and that passion that he has behind the things that he's saying. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. And he's out here beyond just putting out an EP, Us or Else. He's actually out here having the conversation in the media because he's, like you said, on the mainstream level and he has access to an audience and media outlets that other people like Big Crit or whatever don't have access to.
Dead in Hip Hop EP review, T.I., Us or Else. Before we get into the review, man, look, make sure you go check out the Dead in Hip Hop Patreon page. You could become Modest Media's best friend for only $1 a month or a one-time donation. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I say that is because now you have a lot of control and persuasion over what we do and cover on Dead in Hip Hop. You guys,
you know what? I'm sorry. But what I think is dope about that is that, I mean, because we get a lot of people on Twitter saying, oh man, I love you guys, but not all this content, this stuff, you know, bigging us up. Now there's a way you guys can, we adore and appreciate just you guys saying, oh, y'all on top of your game. Yeah, that's cool. But, you know, Rob puts in a lot of time in what he does. And for those of you that are out there, you know, showing that love, hey man, just, you could just one time donation. Or if you really enjoyed the freaking video, just, yo man, I enjoyed this. Here's $1 or $2 or $500. So, you know, that's all, man. I think it helps. It helps us out a lot in terms of production and covering certain costs that we incur as we continue to do this more and more. So that's all I wanted to kind of interject.
Going back to the review, the EP review, T.I., Us or Else. Okay, so I'm gonna start off by this. I like independent T.I. I don't like T.I. that was signed to the major labels and all of that.
He is independent, right?
He is independent.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think, especially with an OG artist like T.I., man, like, what you gonna tell this man? There's no more, I don't wanna say there's no more growth. You always grow as a creative, but he's so established that there isn't no molding.
Like, you don't need a label.
You don't need a label. He has that fan base, that establishment. And I think what T.I. is doing and showing and proving is, I can talk whatever I want to talk about because I'm T.I. You know what I'm saying? And once you have that establishment, man, I think it's a beautiful thing. I don't think you need a label. And T.I. is proving that right now. How many other artists of T.I. stature right now has addressed the everything that's happening on a project, not just a song or a verse or throwing like a little two bars to a situation, yeah, an entire project. I don't know. I haven't heard one.
Me either. And we appreciate everybody that has at least put something out there. But you're right.
Of course. You know, but nobody on T.I.'s commercial status has head on tackled these issues, man, and talking about it's how it starts off. He's talking about, we are not going to do what we was doing back in this past. We done come too far. And I think that it's very interesting coming from T.I. Because T.I., he's known for being, you know, like the hood pretty boy superstar. You know, you can't mess with me.
Came out of the trap. Drugs for,
exactly.
I mean, in the jail for, yeah.
And now the transition of him becoming a family man, him seeing those different perspectives, I think it just gives more credibility for his perspective on a project like this. Because it's no longer just about him and the cops, you know, doing whatever they did to him and, you know, him just trying to feed his family. Now it's like, yo, I got a gang of kids. You know, yeah, this man got a damn near football team and he just added another child. His kids have to grow through this. So I thought it was extremely mature to hear like an OG commercially successful artist tackle this head on, man. And then, you know, and I'm going overview, you know what I'm saying? Just how much of an impact I feel that this, I know it's not gonna have because it's not popular like that, but the fact that he is doing it. But for me, just from a fan perspective, seeing Crit on here, I've been saying that Crit and T.I. should have been making some
Who's
music.
Who's a free agent?
who is now, also a free agent.
And if you guys were subscribed to the Den of Hip Hop newsletter, you'll probably have that track in your email inbox. Hint, hint.
Plug it, cat.
How do you become, how you subscribe to the
It's right there, man. Just on the homepage, denofhiphop.com. You'll see it in the sidebar right there. I just sent out the first edition. It went out an hour ago.
But man, overall, man, I just think that it's extremely powerful. I think we need it. And I don't think that every artist has to do or feel compelled to do something. This is your art. Nobody should tell you what you should do with it. But if you feel compelled even to drop two lines, a bar, a verse, or an entire project, do so. Because the community needs it. You know what I'm saying? And I felt that this was very timely. Very timely, and it was well executed. The beats, it sounded, T.I., I don't want to say he sounds hungry, but it sounds like he's re-inspired. Like, there are topics of conversation that he feels that he can tackle and really put out there in a positive way, man. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the new T.I. I appreciate the independent T.I., man. I'm so for that T.I.
You know, I think it's interesting because it was something you said, and I didn't even think about this until you said it, about him and his family and their being there on television. And he, like, that black family, that mm-hmm. sense of unity, him putting that out there into the public, into the minds that we're actually seeing a black man on family that's in rap with his kids and his wife. How often do you see that?
Not often at all.
And then to put out this EP with him having the black kids, you know, black kids, black male kids, right? This could be them at any given moment. So he definitely sounds inspired to make this music because he knows that it could impact him at any given moment on a personal level. You just never know when this stuff happened. Especially being a rapper, the whole hip-hop cops and stuff like that are out there. When I listened to this, I was extremely taken aback. I was like, wow. Yeah. We will not open with fire. And the beats that he picked added to it. Because you're having that trap T.I. sound with content. Positive content. Content that's addressing a lot of social issues. And that shows that you can do that type of work. And think about the audience that T.I. has. Mm-hmm. There are people that are in situations. There are people that are not in situations, but he's reaching people that probably normally wouldn't pay attention to that, maybe, or that would care to even involve themselves in that, but they love T.I. and they're listening to them and they're paying attention now and they may make some changes themselves. But he's just not sitting back, man, or resting on his laurels and like, I'm T.I., I'm protected from this, because you're not. To follow that up with Black Man, first of all, I think I need Meek Mill to stay on topic a little bit more, but yeah. Even Meek Mill was cool.
Yeah.
But then he'd start talking about his Lamborghini. So.
Of course.
But
of
course. Whatever, that kind of, like, stay on top of Meek Mill. But, so I thought that was cool, because I was surprised to hear Meek Mill even kind of get involved in that particular lane.
I was surprised. Well. Yeah. I was surprised about the features on that. Quavo,
he did Meek, the hook though, right?
Quavo?
Yeah, he didn't do a verse.
No, he didn't do a verse. But just overall,
yeah,
just exactly, that involved.
Yeah. That was cool. Rah Rah is another local Atlanta here that's mm-hmm. kind of been burgeoning here. So keep an eye out for him, man, because he's kind of been like right there. He just hasn't.
Remember when we got his tape that time at that hip hop conference?
Yeah.
They had that dude gave it. I went and listened to it mm-hmm. after that. He's actually
pretty dope. But he got a look here, just mm-hmm. like Big Crit got a look mm-hmm. here, which was. Because I didn't know it was Big Crit, and then I was like, damn, that sound like, is that Big Crit? I was like, oh, snap, that's kind of dope that Big Crit got that look from T.I.
Yeah.
So I thought that was dope, and he killed it too.
Yeah, especially when, you know, Crit's name is King Remembered in Time, and we know what T.I.'s claim is, King of the South, so, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, I didn't make that connection either.
Yeah, so you know, T.I. has, I can't remember what song or what album, but he has Pimp C talking about how you could be a king of whatever you decide to be a king of, mm-hmm. and there could be multiple kings. Mm-hmm. So I always found it interesting, me being such a big Crit fan, him calling himself the King of the South, and he had a track titled that on the last project, I think on the mixtape or the album or one of them, but Big Crit has that song out, mm-hmm. and then you have T.I. So I always thought maybe there was a friction from outside looking in because both of these guys sound similar in how they speak. Them, both of them dudes is country as hell. So for them to finally come together on a track, and for it to be this, to show that type of unity, man. I'm excited. And you may get into it, but Warzone, I think that's the joint on here.
Yeah, that was fire too. 40 Acres, man. Killer Mike killed it too.
Yeah, obviously. He did.
We knew he was gonna do that. And even I swear with the Willie Hutch sample. Oh, man, he was killing it with that too. So overall, man, this thing was a fantastic listen. And just for T.I. to show growth, to do something like this, I thought was extremely dope. I'm gonna actually bring it back to something else, man, that you mentioned earlier about him being independent now. This EP is also about being independent. The black man being free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still kind of chained, but it also shows that being a black person attached to a label is kind of being, you know, a slave to a system. So it's almost like, I'm free now. I'm free to make whatever music I want. The black man is free, we would like to believe. And then Big Crit being free and independent. So it's kind of like a layer deep, and I'm literally thinking about this on the fly. I probably have to really sit down and think about it, but like, I knew the EP dropped, and outside of us doing it, I probably wouldn't listen to it anytime soon, but I'm glad that I did, man, because like I said, it was so freaking fire. He's rapping his fucking ass off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's serious about the things he's saying, and that passion that he has behind the things that he's saying. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. And he's out here, beyond just putting out an EP, Us or Else, he's actually out here having the conversation in the media. Because he's, like you said, on the mainstream level, and he has access to an audience and media outlets that other people like Big Crit or whatever don't have access to. He can go out there and debate with people, whereas other people can't. So he can continue to carry the conversation forward in the public for us. But he's also sending us the message as well. Got to get our shit together. So yeah, I think it was incredibly dope, man. And you know, you look at the cover, it's black. Mm-hmm. With us, and what is that, the flag and shit like that, and then Or Else, mm-hmm. is in small caps in white letters, you know, so those little small nuanced touches are not to be ignored. I loved it, man. It's 22 freaking minutes.
Yeah,
but it shows you can say a lot in 22 minutes, and it's just six songs. And even when you have We Will Not, Black Man, Warzone, and then it goes to Switching Lanes, which is not necessarily about the same thing, mm-hmm. but I think the album title helps kind of break the heaviness of it. Okay. Saying, oh, we're switching lanes, we're gonna get to something a little bit kind of light, a little bit more light.
And it still plays into us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Us being kings of the South,
yep.
Us being black men, us being independent, us making dope Southern music. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time. So yeah, so everything isn't on that whole social political level, but there are many layers to it. Like you said, it's incredible to see an OG be able to do that in six short songs. Short, sweet, to the point, gave you a lot of nuance and variance on it. Mm-hmm. And he executed. And that's the main thing. Yep. That's the main thing, the execution part. Because whether you're a T.I. fan or not, yeah. I definitely suggest go back and listen to his work. Because he is one of the best Southern lyricists of all time. Let's put that out there.
All the different flows.
Like T.I. can be emotional. He could be angry. He can be player pimping. Like he embodies the South. You know what I'm saying? And I think that on his best albums, you hear that. And on this short project, you hear that. Mm-hmm. Man, he's just an amazing artist.
Yeah. And he's a guy that came from a situation. And he's using his place right now, his influence, to help others. And that's all we ask for. You know, don't just sit back and watch everybody just be subjected to police brutality. Say something.
Yeah.
And that's all we have ever asked. Yeah. Like, even if it is like one or two verses, but I'm glad T.I. took a step forward and took a step beyond just that and put out a whole project. And it's part of the discography. And he's documenting this time, and he's speaking out, and that's to be commended for. So I salute you, T.I., for doing that, because in your position, having a TV show, you're putting, you know, all of that stuff at risk for speaking out against something that you feel is an injustice towards black people or just people that's being subjected to police brutality, period. But it also shows, and this is the last thing I would say, that when you're at a certain level, you can speak out.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're money. And nobody's going to walk away from that. So, salute, man. Salute. If you're watching, I thoroughly enjoyed the EP. I loved it. I love that you address these particular issues and that you continue to talk about it. And I love that you, I mean, good luck for Big Crit. Thank you for recognizing that. Rah-Rah, Killer Mike, everybody else is on here, man. But yeah, just continue to do that. I'm gonna keep it short and simple, quick, to the point. Just keep doing what you're doing, man, and continue to speak out. And look forward to your next project. I'm glad you can show the versatility that you have as an artist, that you can jump from one particular topic to another, and that you're actually conscious about trying to help people that are out there that may not be in a situation where they can help themselves because of their certain status, class, or society. So appreciate that, man. And everybody out there, y'all go get this EP.
T.I., man, if you watching, there's nothing for me to really say, man. I think your career and discography says enough. I'm just extremely appreciative of somebody on your level, of your stature, to take on the social political issues in an entire project. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if it was 20 songs or 6 songs, like, the execution part to me was huge. And that's what you did best. And for me, man, like I said, I like the independent TI. Like I don't, if this is what we're gonna continue to get, like with projects like The Nick, I believe your last album, I can't remember the name of that joint, and this, then you're TI, bro. You're a Grand Hustle. You don't need nothing else. And I want to hear exactly what's going on in your life, whatever's on your chest. I don't want it to be filtered through a label saying we need this to sell. No, you, like Ken said, your money, it's gonna sell. You're TI, man. So continue to make the music you wanna make, especially now. We need guys like you at your stature to address these type of things, man, at any capacity. But again, I'm extremely appreciative of a great project you put together, man.